Hello, my name is David Ramos. What is going on, you guys? I am your host of That Rabbit Talks Too Much, and I want to talk about specifically what happens when the church becomes insensitive. Why? Where is this coming from? Listen, I just went on an amazing vacation, which I'm going to talk a little bit, a lot actually, about this week, in the coming weekdays, Monday through Friday for the regular show. But this Sunday, I think it's so pressing what's going on in our world right now and how drastically far we are away from the heart of God when it comes to dealing with people and loving on people. And I want to start this by just asking everyone a simple question, being like, how can we be sensitive and how can we call ourselves sensitive to the Holy Spirit and the will of God, but yet we aren't even sensitive to His people? The will of God, in the Bible, it says all things are for the good. Does good feel bad sometimes? Yes. But is goodness inherently bad? Is the will of God going to contradict each other? Never. So why would, when we're sensitive towards people and we understand that not only what they're feeling is right and feeling is valid for what they're going through, but it's actually justified, why do we put it down? We live in an age right now to where the church, and I guess if you want to say this is calling out the church, this is not just calling out the church, it's church, schools, government, institutions, businesses. Right now, we can never be more insensitive to how our people are feeling more than right now. I think if 2020 brought something, it brought us further away from each other. At the beginning, it brought us together. Of COVID, we rose together. But now these issues are coming around. That the reason I say it's tiny is because it's not that it doesn't matter. It's tiny because it's common sense. Equality, really? We shouldn't be sensitive towards the feelings that other people have when they're being when there's no justice handed out. You know, when there's no justice for equality. When people are breaking the law and getting away with it. Eisenhower once said that we live in a nation to where law is superior, not men. That is what makes America great upon a greater many things. It's not our government. It's not our system. But it's rather the ideals that we hold. And it's when those ideals get tainted, such as equality gets trashed, such when the Capitol gets trashed, such as when we can't support small businesses gets trashed. That is where America is trashed, because the ideals that made America great are gone. And I want to tell everybody this right now. I don't want to be political, because I feel like the normal way of being political right now is either being a Republican or a Democrat. I don't want to do either ors on this podcast. That's the number one rule. We don't do that here. What I'm just asking is to get back to the roots of this, and that's what we have to be more sensitive to people as Christians, or even just if you want to succeed, you have to be sensitive towards people, because I have never met a profession to where people hurt more than they help. Wisdom kills more than it leverages in these moments. You know what I'm saying? I've seen so many professions, between stock and trading, real estate, sales, you just deal with people, operations, and people say numbers. Well, guess what? You need someone to teach you these numbers, and that's people. But we're never going to be able to unlock a true connection with people until we can unlock a true sensitivity towards what they're feeling, what they are going through. Because, listen, this world right now, it's not the best. It's very far from where we should be. And the reason that people say is what we should be is not because we need our nose and our books and hands clapped together. No, it's because we cannot lend a hand to one another. It's because when someone else says, I've been going through this and that, we put off as complaining and whining. But when the Lord says, listen, I need you to do this and that, we don't ever call him needy. You get what I'm saying? You know who do call him needy? The same people that the church says, oh, it's far from God. Well, listen, you're far from God too if you're far away from his people. They don't exist exclusively. They're not mutually exclusive. You get one, you got the other. You got one, you got the other. And that's what a lot of people pick sometimes. A lot of people either pick people or a lot of people pick God. And that in itself is a great dilemma that a lot of us, I'm going to speak for just me, myself, living in Florida, can see and go through. Maybe not everyone in the whole wide world. I don't know specifically. But that's what we go through. And man, oh man, it's tough. But I would promise you this. Once you're able to be sensitive to both, man, your life will be led. Balanced. You know what I'm saying? You will be able to achieve your calling. A lot of people say, oh, us as people, we're meant to just follow God. You know what I'm saying? Just be obedient to his word. But they don't know that what God's saying by obedient to his word is greater than what we ever think obedient is. People sit down in the pews. People sit down church on Sunday. Monday, wake up, go to work. Pray once you wake up. Pray as you have lunch, and then pray when you go to sleep. Go to work, do your job, zip it, don't talk to nobody, obey your elders. They say don't do something, you don't do it, you don't think about it. And you do that, listen, and you do that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then Saturday, you cook, you clean, and you read more of the Bible 24/7. Listen, I'll be honest, there was a portion of my life, well, not even a portion, it's good, the Bible is the thing I read probably 70% of my time in books, you know what I'm saying, 70% of the time when I'm reading, it's usually the Bible. There's nothing wrong with reading, it could easily be 100%, there was a portion of my life to where it was literally 100% for about 2 to 3 years, and now I read other books in tandem with the Bible because it gives me a different viewpoint of what was going on in that time. But listen, when you read, if you don't do, then what's the point of reading? What's the point of praying? Because listen, praying is a two-way communication. You can only pray so long and stay on your feet, stay on your butt, sit in the pew and not do something. Listen, before coronavirus happened, you know what was the word in the church? You know what was the word out there in the schools? You know what was the word out there in government? That we need to do more. That we need to raise our spirits. We need to push for change. That we need to use our faith to change our communities. And now when the change is uncomfortable, we're complaining. We're whining. We're doing all these things, and we're a bunch of ungrateful little brats. A bunch of pish-posh people, snowflakes, butterflies, and rainbows. I don't know what unicorns. Well, I don't know what word people use nowadays to attempt to degrade us. I mean, hell, I'll tell them if I'm a snowflake, baby, I'm white snow, boy. Everyone want me. Nobody want a little piece of rain. You know what I'm saying? Except for some farmers. People go to the north to see me. Shoot. A butterfly, I know I'm beautiful. Listen. There's so much stuff going on right now. And I refuse to be silenced. It's just a thing. I mean, I was silenced for a week, but I had... Listen, y'all, it took me some self-control, but I lost all self-control on social media on Saturday because I was just like, I'm done with this. I was fed up. And listen, everybody, I want everyone to know right now that it does seem dark. And I know for a lot of us that maybe can be the person that's like, you're being called a brat right now for what you're thinking. Being called a brat for complaining. Listen to me. Your feelings are justified. I'm going to tell you this. Your feelings are justified. You're not asking for too much. It looks like that from the other side. It will always look bad from the other side. But I will tell you this. Your political party, if you let that lead your march, you will always be held back. I don't care what party it is, especially if it's a Democrat or a Republican party. It will always be held back. You need to go beyond that. Let that party, if you, I'm not saying for you, everyone go independent, but I will say this, that it will hold you back if you decide to go nowhere else that your party has been. It will hold you back. If you want change, let that desire for change, let that passion for change, let that movement lead your feet and not where elected officials are. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this amazing podcast. I love you guys so much. You guys are all beautiful. Share this with a friend. Really, share this with a friend. I love you guys. Bye-bye.